this is the first view out of our first hotel window. This is the city of Bucharest. This is where the Greek Orthodox patriarch goes to church. And do you see the gun on top of his knife? He's a guard, you know? All of us that went this year were LDS, and so this was the LDS church on Sunday that we went to, coming and going. And this is just a little bit at night time. They have an Arc de Triomphe, the same as in Paris. And this is the International District of Rotary. And they had up all their posters and showing what other people from outside the country had done for them. They don't sit at chairs to eat. They stand. And then that's the whole group of people. This is the People's House, and it's the second largest building in the whole world. It was built under communism. Now, as soon as you leave the cities, this is what the country roads are like. And, Ken, how do I stop it? Stop. Okay, just a minute. Now, how do I go back? Okay. Let's see. So, these are corn stalks. That's what they heat their homes with in the wintertime. You know? Yeah. This is a wooden church. That comes from the Transylvania area. Those are tourists. Windmills, they still use them there to grind grains. This is what one region, their houses look like. Thatched roofs. That's one of the wells that I was telling you about. And look at how fancy their fences are. It's the country gate. It's so beautiful there. And then you get to the big cities and you get put in a hotel like this. And this is a big city hospital. And here I'm just demonstrating using some of the equipment. The television station, and they have their equipment was way less expensive than Dan's equipment. And then this is the doctor testing the equipment in their intensive care. Now, the people here, I don't know how to just make it. Okay, I think I see now how to make it pause. All right, so this is a farmyard. You do it. I want to go back to the farmyard. No. Oh, good. He can't do it either. That doesn't really make me feel much better. You have to push stop. And then you go back up. I want to go back to ZA country. Keep going. Okay, that one. And then push pause after you put it on. So push entry. And then push pause. Okay. Now I'm in control again. So this is just a farmyard. Now I want you to notice almost every single thing hanging on the clothesline is red. And their country colors are red and black. And that's what you see from most of the people. In back of those clothes that you see hanging, you see the bins that have all the ears of corn in them, two colors of corn. That's the way they feed their livestock. So they just throw the corn in and it dries as it sits there. And then this was their gardening area.
On the cob,
yeah.
And the cattle eat the cob in the barn.
They do, because they don't have any harvesting equipment. They are afraid to put their things back together because communism made co-ops. They confiscated everything from the people, and then the people worked in an industrialized manner. But now that it's been turned over to the socialists, there isn't any money for the government to buy equipment and those kind of things, and they do not want to put their things back together. So all of the hills are just striped. You know, you can see exactly where one farm ends and where the next one begins because they won't put their things together and just work together. Okay.
They have private ownership of land.
Everything is private ownership. Yep. If you have any animals whatsoever, you take them with you everywhere. And that's the way that you spend your day also. Their churches are painted on the inside and the outside. And stop it here.